Blackstone Audio presents Big Wheat, a tale of Bindle Stiffs and Blood by Richard A. Thompson. For Carolyn, a true daughter of the prairie. Acknowledgements. Once again, I am enormously indebted to my astute and trusted beta reader, Margaret Yang, without whose input and encouragement, this project would have died more than once. A million thanks, precious friend. Keep the faith. Many thanks also go to Professor John Fraser Hart of the University of Minnesota for his very helpful insights into the history and evolution of the American farm. Author's notes. The threshing era was a unique period, perhaps the only time in modern history, when the application of industrial technology to a traditional way of life actually brought people closer together, rather than isolating and estranging them. A threshing operation needed the labor of the entire rural community, in addition to that of several outsiders, and a lot of machinery that few individual farmers could afford to buy on their own. Hard work notwithstanding, the event took on the air of a carnival, a family reunion, and an interdenominational faith rally, all rolled into one. It was the social event of the year. I believe it is for this reason that the practice of the threshing bee persisted until the end of World War II in some areas, decades after newer technology had rendered it unnecessary. As a very young child, I lived on a farm in southeastern Minnesota, which is neither corn belt nor wheat belt, but a close cousin to both. I vividly remember the last threshing season there. Though I wasn't allowed very close to the action, I could feel the energy and excitement of it. And as I got older, I instinctively collected harvest stories, some of which are included in this book. In order to better transport myself back to that time and farther, I have freely...